Now, I'd like to read you a little poem now, which I copied down off a lavatory wall in Prentice, New Jersey. It's got 23 verses, and it was writ all down the wall, from a little window at the top right down to the skirting board. Boy, I sure had to strain to read that last verse. Here goes, it's called Nell of the Yukon. My tale is a weird one. 'Twas found long ago in a book on my grandpappy's shelf. So hush while I tell it and don't make a sound, 'cause I'd like to hear it myself. It was writ in the days when the Yukon was rich and the miners got drunk every night. It was writ all in red by my old Uncle Jed, 'cause he was the one that could write. Now the story begins with a quarrel one night between Jed and his pretty wife, Nell. She'd lost all his dough at a gambling saloon and one of her garters as well. Now Nell was a gal with a wonderful shape. She could hit a spittoon at 10 paces. When she went on the town, she wore a tight gown and was seen in all the right places. Well, she'd come home that night just a little bit tight and she threw off her clothes in disgust. "What's the matter?" said Jed, and she drunkenly said as she undid her corset, "You're bust." Now Jed knew what she meant, all his gold she had spent, and he sat there a while making faces. And as she bent over to unlace her boots, he gave her a belt with his braces. Nell gave a great jump with a hand to her rump and a yell all Alaska could hear. And she made a quick run and she snatched up Jed's gun and she poked it inside of Jed's ear. "That's the finish," said Nell. "I've had all I can take. Do you hear me? Get out of my sight." But old Jed could hear, and the gun in his ear made him hear even better that night. So he quitted the shack and he never looked back. And he set out to search for more gold. But his luck was out, and he wandered about till at last he was dying of cold. So he dragged himself into a nearby saloon, which was known as the Barrel of Glue. It was one of them joints where the men are all men, and most of the women are, too. The place was a gambling hell, it was clear. Every man Jack was betting and boozing. 3 miners were winning a strip poker game, and a gal with no clothes on was losing. Jed sat down at the table and bought himself in by producing his very last dollar. And he started to deal with hope in his heart and 3 aces under his collar. And he won thick and fast. When the evening was past, he owned all the gold on the table, as well as 6 mines and a 3/4 share and a Mexican showgirl called Mabel. Then in walked Black Lou with a sack full of gold. And he challenged poor Jed with a leer. "One cut and one call and the winner takes all, and the loser must buy all the beer." What could Jed do? He hated Black Lou, as everyone did in them parts. So Jed shuffled the cards and both players cut. And both players cut ace of hearts. Then up jumped Black Lou, and his face went bright blue, which astounded a passing physician. And he used a foul word which no one had heard since the time of the Great Exhibition. "You cheated, you swine," said Lou with a whine, and he grabbed Uncle Jed round the neck, and he started to squeeze till Jed dropped to his knees, and with one final wheeze, hit the deck. The whole saloon froze as Black Lou drew his gun. "All right, stranger," he said, "have it your way." Then in rushed a woman. And as Lou turned around, she spat straight in his eye from the doorway. It was Nell. There she stood, and she really looked good as she grabbed Jed and rushed him outside. And they didn't stop running for 7 long miles till they found themselves someplace to hide. It was a room booked by Nell in a sleazy hotel. A dollar a night double roomer. It was built out of driftwood and named the Savoy by some guy with a quick sense of humor. Well, they flopped on the bed. "Thank the Lord," said old Jed, "my gambling days are behind me. But I'm puzzled, dear Nell, and I want to hear tell how in hell's name you managed to find me." "I've been wandering too, all around just like you," said Nell, and the thought made me wince. "And the reason, my dear, was that whack on the rear. I just ain't sat down ever since." And they lay there a while, and Jed, with a smile, said, "I'll never more leave this old town. We'll find peace, you and I." But he got no reply, for young Nell was a-sleeping, face down.
Right about now, we'd like to sing you one of my favorite folk songs. This is one of the best and most beautiful in our bag, isn't it, Fat Belly?
Well, I don't really like it, Jim.
Oh, come on, Fat. You told me only last week in Hong Kong that it was your favorite.
Oh, it's my favorite, all right. It just makes me cry, that's all, and I don't like that.
No, I hate to see you cry, too, Fat Belly. You look real ugly. I ain't never seen anyone look so ugly. Okay, here it comes. Let's see if you can get through it without blubbering.
The river's flowing up the hill. It keeps moving, I keep still. Betty Buckley lowers her window blind. And when the wind is blowing from behind, it blows my mind. Painted girls and neon lights, Lord, you made the darkness bright. The hole in my blue jeans is hard to find. But when the wind is blowing from behind, it blows my mind. And when the wind is blowing from behind, it blows my mind. Questions filter through my brain. Who makes water? What makes rain? Is bacon powder made from bacon rind? And when the wind is blowing from behind, it blows my mind. People stop and people stare. They don't know that I'm not there. Some folks say that thinking makes you blind. And when the wind is blowing from behind, it blows my mind. I'll go home and change my clothes, brush my hair and blow my nose. A barrel organ's life is one long grind. And when the wind is blowing from behind, it blows my mind.
Everybody's staring at me.
Fat Belly Jones, folks. Big friend of mine, the finest guitar player this side of me.
Well, thank you, Big Jim. That's real nice of you.
Helps around the farm with the pigs, too, don't you, Fat Belly?
Oh, I love pigs.
Sure does. All over town. Of course, you're a real country boy. You know his family. They've been blacksmiths in Omaha for 5-6 generations. Come on, Fat Belly. You tell old folks how all your family are all blacksmiths.
Cobblers.
Well, seems you don't want to talk about it right now. Mind you, he's a real shy boy, this boy. He lived with a gal for 3 years before you could pluck up the courage to ask her to marry him. Ain't that a joke? No, maybe it ain't. Now then, Fat Belly, how's about you telling the good people about our next number?
Well, good people, we're going to sing an old song now that I learned from my mother's knee. Wonderful woman, my old ma. She used to make up these here songs, and she couldn't afford no writing paper, so she used to write them down on her knee. And that's where I learned them. Sometimes they went all down the back of her leg, too. So here it is. There's a little number. It goes like this. Something like this here. This sort of thing goes like this here.
I know
so lean, so serene, and she's clean. I've never seen such a queen of 17 in the summertime. In the summertime, there would come a time, at the moment I'm working overtime for a pal of mine, so I'll have a dime to get to New Orleans. Her eyes are green, she's like a bean, her legs are lean, and just between ourselves I mean to love that queen in the summertime. Boyfriend Dean is really mean, he's a Marine, and so obscene, nearly all the time. I mean, to steal the scene, I'll win his gene, the old routine, will melt that queen, like margarine, in the summertime. Her eyes are green, just like a bean, her legs are lean, and just between ourselves I mean to love the queen in the summertime.
Okay, okay. Now, that sure is a tongue thickener. Boy, you can really twist yourself inside out in that one. Isn't that right, Fat Belly?
Oh, no, Big Jim, yeah.
Fat Belly Jones, ladies and gentlemen. Well, you know, good people, Fat Belly and I, we travel up and down the west coast of America quite a little bit, you know, picking up songs and things from people. It's truly amazing what you can pick up from old people, you know, maybe just sitting by the side of the road. Ain't it, Fat Belly?
Sure is, Big Jim.
Yep. Sure is. Just thinking about it makes you start scratching. Anyways, we stopped by this old farmhouse one time. You remember that old farmhouse, Fat Belly?
Oh, yeah. Nope.
And sitting right there outside this old farmhouse was this old Iroquois Indian, and he sang us a song that he'd learned from his old grandpappy, and that would make that song about 120 years old. Ain't that right, Fat Belly?
Yes, sirree, Big Jim. Yes, that's right, Dan. Yeah, when we wrote the song down, we added a few notes here and there and sort of made it our own. It turned out real terrible, really terrible song. So we ain't gonna sing that, Big Jim.
No, we ain't. No, we ain't. Certainly not, Fat Belly. Instead, we're gonna get right along the ditty called The Gal from Arkansas. And me and Fat Belly really appreciate, you know, folks being here. I tell you that. Really do. Real nice. Give us four in, Fat Belly.
Four.
She was a big, fat, welcome on the mat, true blue southern gal. Met her down in Arkansas, I never saw the gal before, but she seemed a real good pal. She could rustle cattle and her sister from Seattle, she used to do it as well. She was a big, fat, what do you think of that, uptight downtown belle. She was a huge, tall, really on the ball, great big loving name. Traveled with the rodeo, working at the stripper show, no two shows the same. County show or cattle fair, she would drop her underwear. Everyone enjoyed it, you could tell. She was a huge, tall, no complaints at all, uptight downtown belle. She was a great, proud, say it out loud, bubbling ball of fire. To the guys who came to see, she would almost guarantee temperatures would shoot up higher. Didn't have to prove it, cause when she began to move it, boy, how the crowd would swell. She was a great, proud, wonderfully endowed, uptight downtown belle. Was a large, fine, try one of mine, rattling big success. Seemed to be the one for me, seemed a lot of fun to me, but she made my life a mess. Took my gold, left me in the cold, didn't even leave my heart. She was a large, fine, laying on the line, regular downtown tart. Took my gold, left me in the cold, didn't even leave my heart. She was a large, fine, laying on the line, regular downtown tart.
Well, now, round about now, we reckon as how we like to call a good old genuine burn dance. And we got a few pretty girls and boys to really help, you know, take off. You know, come on in, neighbors.
Oh, my, ain't they pretty?
Now, all these boys and girls here offer to come along out of the kindness of their hearts and get paid for dancing here tonight. So here we go with Chicken in the Basket.
Here we go with a dozy do, all join hands and ready to go. Here's to the gal who's pretty and mean, and here's to the gal with two left feet. Swing your partner round and round, bash from the ceiling, bang on the ground. Grab her by the ankles quick, swing around until she's sick.
Gals walk forward, hands and hips, and chicken in the basket, picking up chips. The guys do the same, then back again. There's a fellow in the corner picking up them.
Now the gals begin to close around the fellas in the ring. Turn away and touch your toes, all join hands and again to sing.
Now the ladies take their place, crouching down like a sipping duck. Grab your partner round the waist, pull him to the ground on the best of luck.
Now ladies, turn the other way, the men advance, don't try to stop them. You raise your arms in mock dismay, you bow to the man and then you drop him. Now it's time to end our song, hope we ain't broke all your bones, so we like to say so long.
Big Jim Jehoshaphat,
Fat Billy Jones.
Well, I want to say it's been real nice of you to let us break into your homes like this and steal a little of your time. Now we're going to move on. I want you to know we really appreciate it being with you a whole heap. You know, we really have, ain't we, Fat Belly?
Yes, sir, Big Jim, a whole big pile. And I'd like to say goodnight and leave you with this little poem. Last time I saw my grandma, it seemed such a doggone shame. She looked $1 million, but we buried her just the same.
Bye now.
Bye.